in listen-only mode.
Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach is of course the Parsha which is primarily the story of the Meraglim. Naturally this is a week in a Parsha in which a person needs to have an understanding not only of the Chet Meraglim, but the tremendous Avas Eretz Yisrael with which a person is obligated to treat Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to start with the insight in this week's parasha that comes from a number of sources. Maral, Nor Chaim HaKadosh, Tachsam Sefer, and the Chedush Erim. One set of thoughts that comes from all of these great Mekairis. The Maral is in Parshas Devarim, Perak Aleph Pasuk Chav Beis. The Maral asks a stira between two Rashis, a contradiction between Rashi and our parasha and Rashi and Devarim. Rashi in Devarim says that the Meraglim, who are described in the Pasuk there as Kulam Anoshim Roshei B'nei Yisrael Haima, they're described there as Anoshim. Rashi says, Kol Anoshim Shebemikra Loshen Chashivus Va'ese Shok Sheirim Hayu. Rashi says that they were Chashiv, they were Sheirim, they were good people at the time they left. And this seems to contradict the Rashi in this week's parasha, where Rashi says, "Vayelchu vayavayu lahakesh alichosan leviyasa ma biyasan beitzerah kach alichosan beitzerah." Rashi in our parasha says that from the moment they left, they were intent on doing something improper, and therefore, that seems to be a contradiction between that parasha and this parasha. The answer to this, the Maral establishes the insight. He says that the Meraglim themselves were Ksherim. They were good people when they left. However, they took on a job as a shliach, as an agent for Klal Yisrael, for the people who sent them. The people who sent them did not have good intentions. The people who sent them did not have the full faith that they could inherit Eretz Yisrael. And they really sent Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, doubting that they could successfully capture the land. Says the Maral, the person who becomes a shliach for others, the person who becomes an agent for others, is influenced by the agency which he has. He's influenced by the person who's sending him. The Gemara has an expression, shluchai shal adam kamaisai. A person's messenger is like the person himself. Now that's a halachic term. But according to the Maharal, the Rechaim HaKadosh in this week's parasha, who says the same thing, Shluchei Shel Adam Kabaisim means more than that. There's also a spiritual connection. There's a connection in the sense that if someone sends me and I agree to be his agent, his intentions, his desires influence me. And so this is the Maharal in Parshas Devarim, the Rechaim HaKadosh. And this week's parasha says the same thing to answer exactly the same contradiction. The Chassam Sefer, at the beginning of the parasha, adds, Ki harbei mafsid hashaliach machmas kavanas mishalayach. Many times someone who is sent by someone else can lose because of the intention of the one who sent him. It has an influence. V'chein ya'are v'shluchei tzibor b'yameinu b'avay nesenu harabim. The Chassam Sefer says that this happens to people in our day who are agents for others, good people, but because they agree to be an agent for a person who is not a good person, they are influenced by it. Perhaps a source in the Gemara for this would be the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where it says, HaMispalel V'Toa Simen Ra Aloi. If you're davening and make a mistake in the davening in your request, that's not a good sign. But if you're a davening for the Yamid, it's Simen Ra L'Shloichav, to those who sent him as well. The Chassam Sefer goes on. He says we find occasionally in Chumash that a Shliach is called a Malach. It's called an angel. The word angel is occasionally used for a Shliach. When and why is that so? When a person is a shliach for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when the person goes as God's shliach for something, then the word malach is appropriate, because after all, if we are going to say that there is a influence from the sender on the person who is sent, even by human beings, certainly, certainly, it should be so if you're sent by the Rabbi Nishoy. We find, for example, in Parshas Chukas, Perek Chof, Pasuk Tezayin, when Moshe Rabbeinu sends a message to Edom, he says, "Vanitzak el Hashem, vayishma keleinu." When we're in Mitzrayim, we scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he listened to us. Yishlach Malach, v'yetzienu Mitzrayim. He sent an angel and took us out. Rashi says, Malach, zeh Moshe. Why is Moshe called an angel? Because he was a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Chassam Sofer. The next step, and perhaps the most important step, is the Chidush Harim. The Chidush Harim adds, what should the Meraglim have done? They were sent by Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael affected them. And yet we blame the Meraglim for all time. And to that, the Chassam Sofer responds. And rather, Chidush Harim responds. When they went, they should not have seen themselves as agents of Klal Yisrael. They should have seen themselves as shluchim from Moshe Rabbeinu. They should have seen themselves as shluchim of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should have seen themselves as going because the Rabbi Nishalayim was sending them. When the Rabbi Nishalayim is sending them, then the influence of the Rabbi Nishalayim is what guides you. And since they saw themselves as agents of the people, they had a negative influence from the agent, from the influence of the people. So a beautiful chain of divrei Torah that follow one from the other. The maral giving us the insight that there's an influence from the sender on the agent. The Rechaim HaKadosh adding that that is the meaning, or the deeper meaning, of shluchai shel adam kamaisai, a person's agent is like he himself. The Chassam Sofer adding the idea that if you're sent by the Rabbi Nishon, you take on the name Malach. It's a very positive influence. And the Chiddush Harim saying that that is what was lacking in the Meraglim. The Sfasemes in Shnas Tav Resh Lamed Aleph quotes his grandfather, Chiddush Harim. And he is that in our daily lives, when we do things because they make sense to us. We do things because we see it, things need to be done, and we set out to do it. If we want to see ourselves as Shluchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to see ourselves as people sent by the Rabbi Nishalayim to do the things we have to do, then we would be positively influenced by the Rabbi Nishalayim being the one that sends us, being the one in whose charge we are doing the things that we have to do. And so, when you're an agent of the Rabbi Nishalayim, you do things differently. If we understand things this way, we might have a new perspective on Godol HaMitzuvah V'Aisa, Mimishayne Mitzuvah V'Aisa. Greater is a person who's commanded and does than one who's not commanded and does. If you're commanded by the Rabbi Nishalayim, you do as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different idea. In the past, I've wondered, Paiskim and Bali Mashavah talk about Kavonais, for the one who blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah. There are kavanos, unnamed, deep, or meaningful thoughts that a person should have. Perhaps that's built on this idea. The person blowing the shofar is a shliach tzibur. He's sent by the people. However, if he were to see himself as sent by the Rabbi Nishalayim, whatever precisely the kavanos may be, is not the point. The point is, shluchei shalmi, who sent you? If the Rabbi Nishalayim sent you, it's a different story. When a person blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, there's a tremendous ein sod tzibura, a fear. Well, the people sent you, there's certainly a fear. You want to do their job well. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you, then what the people are thinking is not the point. It's doing God's job. That's the point. And so, from the Meraglim, we learn a tremendous insight into being an agent for someone else, being shluchei shel adam. It is said that at the Knesset, the last Knesset Gedolah in Europe, before the war, perhaps it was at the time of the outbreak of the war, Chafetz Chaim was not able to come. And instead, he sent the Lublin Rav to be his shliach, to speak. He was the time. And he sent him instead to be the one to speak. When he got there, the Lublina Rav said, "I don't want to speak first. I'd rather speak a little later. Let me be the Shluchai Shel Adam Kamaisai of the Chafetz Chaim for just a little longer. For just a little longer." He saw himself as Shluchai Shel Adam Kamaisai of the Chafetz Chaim. Everything he did was with that perspective. It's a different life. And so, we've talked about this concept of Shlichus. Let's talk a bit about Eretz Yisrael. Over the years, I've come to notice that the Sam Sefer is almost unique in his tremendous Ahavas Eretz Yisrael in a number of his Tshuvas, of his Drashas, of his Piskei Halacha. It's the Sam Sefer in Yerodeya, Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Dalet, who champions sending Tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael and says that Aniyei Eretz Yisrael are like Aniyei Ircha and even Aniyei Yerushalayim, have precedence to Aniyei Eretz Yisrael. Some Sefer writes in Parshas Vaschanan, Dibur HaMaskol Vishomata, he writes an incredible thing. He says, mentioning the word Eretz Yisrael, or the words Eretz Yisrael as you speak, is Mailit Kedusha B'Leiv HaOmer. It creates Kedusha in the heart of the person who talks about Eretz Yisrael. Just as we find by Avodah Zarah the other way, Lo Yishama Al Picha, the person should not say the name of an Avodah Zarah, it's a negative influence. The same thing is the reverse regarding mentioning Eretz Yisrael. Some Sefer writes, V'hu L'Segula Niflah, it's an amazing Segula bringing Kedusha into a person's life. Says some Sefer, that's why you will notice that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he speaks about the mitzvahs, and particularly Sefer Devarim, constantly talks about Kisavayu Ela Oretz. He keeps on mentioning arriving in Eretz Yisrael, coming in Eretz Yisrael. That's something incredible. Some Sefer writes in Arachayim, Tshuva Reish Gimel, and again Yerodei Reish Lamed Dalet, that the kiyum of our calendar is based on people living in Eretz Yisrael. This is based on a Rambam. The Rambam says, both in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Sefer Perakeh, and Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Nun Gimel, that we know Kiddush HaChodesh has to be established by the Sanhedrin. Today, we have a constant calendar. Says the Sam Sefer, Jews in Eretz Yisrael, when they bench HaChodesh, when they declare that HaChodesh so-and-so, such-and-such, will be beyond such-and-such the upcoming day, they are being mekayim that idea of establishing the Chodesh, of Kiddush HaChodesh. Were they not there, some Sefer says, Yichas Hashon, but La Yish of Eretz Yisrael, then Iyash Hashiyeh Lanu Luach B'Zman Hazeh. Incredible thought. That all of our Yom HaTayden, the scheduling of our calendar, all depends on Yidden being in Eretz Yisrael. Sefer makes a point. He says this in a number of places. It's printed in the Sam Sefer Yad Kedushin, Sukkah Lamed Vav, and also in his drashas, and rather in Teres Moshe, Parsha Shoftim. He says the following. He says, why do we find that Boaz, who after all was an elderly person, a wealthy person, and more importantly, a Shoftim, a Gadol Hadar? And we find that he is doing work in the land of Eretz Yisrael. He's coming to the field to help with the harvesting. Why? Says the Chassam Sefer, because there's a mitzvah say, Lesayf tegvar safta tiganecha, to work the land in Eretz Yisrael. It's part of mitzvah's isha in Eretz Yisrael. Incredible thought, an incredible idea. He says that's where we find Elisha also was working the land in Eretz Yisrael. Working Karka Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, and he writes in a very powerful language that something you have to do yourself, not through a shliach. He compares it to putting on tefillin, incredibly. He says just as a person can't put on tefillin through someone else, so too the work of the parnasa of Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah shebegufay. It's an incredible insight. Later I saw that the Meshechach ben Hazinu, Lamed Beis Mem Zayin, writes the same idea. That working the land in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. It's a kiyum mitzvah. Tremendous Abbas Eretz Yisrael that Chassam Sofer had. He never saw it. He was never there. He could only dream of being there. And he had this Ahava. How much more today do we have to appreciate that which we have, Eretz Yisrael? It's a tikkun for Chet HaMeraglim. The Kuzari writes, the tikkun of the sin of the Meraglim of rejecting Eretz Yisrael is Ahavas Eretz Yisrael. And that is a mitzvah that's very much tied to this week's parasha. And with that, I would like to wish one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. Meaningful lesson to be learned from the parashas of Iraq.